the story of a girl who's devoured by an ambition to attend a dance in a pair of red shoes.
The Red Shoes, a movie classic. If it's not the greatest ballet movie ever, it is, as Brian Clough might have said, probably in the top one.
So you'll come around the curve.
Matthew Bourne is in final rehearsals for his ballet about the film about ballet.
So that should be a tight enough group to come through the curtain.
So what was the essence of what attracted you to this?
Well, it was on a list that I'd written like over 20 years ago of things like possible titles for shows that I might do, and I found it the other day and it was there on this list.
Why do you want to dance?
The film is about a ballerina, Vicky Page.
Why do you want to live?
And her tyrannical director.
I don't know exactly why, but...
Lermontov.
Hamas?
That's my answer too.
A man who demands total sacrifice.
I found myself surprisingly agreeing with Boris Lermontov a lot more than I thought I would.
I want to create, to make something big out of something little.
I recognize in him a lot of things.
What do you want from life? To live?
To dance.
What he says is quite extreme, I guess people would say now, in terms of you can't have a career and have a love life at the same time, all those sort of things.
You agree with him, though?
I don't necessarily agree with him 100%, because it's possible.
99.
I've seen it happen, let's say that. I've seen it happen. I know it's true up to a point.
Yes, this whole hand.
Matthew Bourne's cheery demeanour is, it appears, as far from Lermontov as you could imagine. So I spoke to the new Vicky Page, Ashley Shaw.
I think he's much nicer and more approachable than Lermontov in the film.
But he sees some echoes.
He does. The fact that, you know, dancers really do need to sacrifice quite a lot to their art. Matt certainly agrees that, you know, your love should be entirely in one thing, dance.
To the exclusion of all else.
Yeah.
By that time, we'd been right through the war. Everybody's attitudes had changed.
Michael Powell, who, with Emmerich Pressburger, wrote and directed the original film.
People had much stronger stomachs than at the beginning of the war. And I felt they were ready for a film about art and about somebody who's ready to die for art.
The pain, is that part of it?
I suppose it's part of the life of a dancer in some ways. This is quite demanding. So I used to be known for being humorous, and that's still an element of that in there. But I think I can't give that much time now to a show that's just frivolous. It needs a bit of a heart and a bit of something to get emotional about as well.
You're moving on to suffering now.
I've moved on to suffering some time ago, I think, but I do enjoy the suffering now, yes.
But the ballet has different music. Matthew Bourne's gone for the man who created the sound of Hitchcock, Bernard Herrmann. Why?
I've always wanted to do a piece with his music. It's neglected in terms of theatre and dance. It's never really been used beyond film. Very
rarely. Is that difficult? Because some of the music, you hear it and you go, that could never be taken away from that movie.
Well, I haven't picked those movies, I don't think. If we suddenly had Psycho in the middle of it, I know no one's thinking about the Red Shoes. They're thinking about a shower and a knife, you know.
It would work okay with the Red Shoes, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, actually. But I do think it is, too, as you said, embedded in people's minds with another image.
Or the theme to the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone, yes. You know, you couldn't... It's actually, he wrote great dance music, but it's never been used for dance, as far as I know.
So, the film about ballet, The Red Shoes, has finally become a ballet. Is there anything left on Matthew Bourne's list?
No, there isn't, actually. There's nothing
left.
The
list is finished.
The list is more or less finished from those days.
This is worrying for the fans.
Yes, well... Something will come about, you know, some idea will come up, I'm sure.